Voldemort moved on and stopped, staring at the space, large enough for two people, that separated Malfoy and the next man.
"The Lestrange should stand here," said Voldemort quietly, "but they are entombed in Azkaban. They were faithful. They went to Azkaban rather than renounce me. When Azkaban is broken open, the Lestrange will be honored beyond their dreams. The Dementors will join us. They are our natural allies. We will recall the banished giants. I shall have all my devoted servants returned to me, and an army of creatures whom all fear."
He walked on. Some of the Death Eaters he passed in silence, but he paused before others and spoke to them.
"MacNair, destroying dangerous beasts for the Ministry of Magic now, Wormtail tells me. You shall have better victims than that soon, MacNair. Lord Voldemort will provide." "Thank you, Master. Thank you,"
murmured MacNair.
"And here,"
Voldemort moved on to the two largest hooded figures,
"we have Crabbe. You will do better this time, will you not, Crabbe? And you, Goyle?"
They bowed clumsily, muttering dully.
"Yes, Master. We will, Master." "The same goes for you, Not,"
said Voldemort quietly, as he walked past a stooped figure in Mr. Goyle's shadow.
"My lord, I prostrate myself before you. I am your most faithful." "That will do,"
said Voldemort. He had reached the largest gap of all, and he stood surveying it with his blank red eyes, as though he could see people standing there.
"And here we have six missing Death Eaters. Three dead in my service. One too cowardly to return. He will pay. One who, I believe, has left me forever. He will be killed, of course. And one who remains my most faithful servant and who has already re-entered my service."
The Death Eaters stirred, and Harry saw their eyes dart sideways at one another through their masks.
"He is at Hogwarts, that faithful servant, and it was through his efforts that our young friend arrived here tonight." "Yes,"
said Voldemort, a grin curling his lipless mouth as the eyes of the circle flashed in Harry's direction.
"Harry Potter has kindly joined us for my rebirthing party. One might go so far as to call him my guest of honour."
There was a silence. Then the Death Eater to the right of Wormtail stepped forward, and Lucius Malfoy's voice spoke from under the mask.
"Master, we crave to know, we beg you to tell us, how you have achieved this miracle, how you managed to return to us."
"Ah, what a story it is, Lucius," said Voldemort.
"And it begins and ends with my young friend here."
He walked lazily over to stand next to Harry, so that the eyes of the whole circle were upon the two of them. The snake continued to circle.
"You know, of course, that they have called this boy my downfall?"
Voldemort said softly, his red eyes upon Harry, whose scar began to burn so fiercely that he almost screamed in agony.
"You all know that on the night I lost my powers and my body, I tried to kill him. His mother died in the attempt to save him, and unwittingly provided him with a protection I admit I had not foreseen. I could not touch the boy.